With Theater Talk, I'm Eileen Buckley, in for Jim Santella.
And I'm Anthony Chase.
Well, we meet again. You have talked a little bit about an opening that's coming up on Limitation of Life, and it's actually off of the movie Imitation of Life, the old Lana Turner movie.
The film was made twice, but the famous one is 1959, one of the big, splashy Douglas Sirk Hollywood melodramas. And Lana Turner is a rising star, and she's befriended an African-American woman who becomes her maid, and the daughter of this woman tries to pass for white. Very edgy in 59, very peculiar in 2013. And so it's being done as high camp with Jimmy Janowski, the great drag performer, in the Lana Turner role. And this week I did an interview with Jimmy Janowski for print, talking about an actual meeting of Lana Turner. He had met her very, very late in her life, and that's an art voice, and it was kind of a creepy experience, but unforgettable. Truth be told, even at the time, Imitation of Life was considered camp, as were many of the Douglas Sirk films. That Magnificent Obsession was one, Written on the Wind was another. Just overblown emotions with saturated technicolor.
So how does he take on that role in such a serious theme that movie was all about?
It's interesting. I think that Jimmy walks that line between comedy and serious drama quite deftly, that he believes with great earnestness in the true emotions of his characters. And there are times when you wonder, is he aware that this is funny, because he just delves in, and the more serious and the more impassioned he becomes, the more achingly funny it becomes. And then he'll do a little twist and you realize he's completely in control of it. He's quite artful.
Over at the Theater of Youth, they're about to open with The Borrowers, and that is based on a children's book.
A very popular children's book. I think that often when you go over there, all the kids going in know the story, and sometimes you'll see them clutching a much-loved copy of the book that is Theater of Youth stock and trade, and I think that that helps, too, with the schools, trying to excite children about the theater and also about reading, and that is one of the great fun things about Theater of Youth. The only theater in town and maybe the world where I enjoy audience talkbacks. I like hearing what an eight-year-old is going to ask about a show.
Oh, that's terrific, and they've got a great cast, too. And something that doesn't sound too appealing as far as the title, Cannibal the Musical.
Cannibal the Musical, doesn't that sound?
Sounds delightful.
Delicious to lovely.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is, a camp musical, Theater Jugend and Drew McCabe directing, and it is based on an actual historic event of a group of men heading out for the gold rush who get robbed of their horses and abandoned in the wilderness and end up resorting to cannibalism. It's told in a flashback as one of them is being brought to trial and he feels that his story has been misrepresented, and so he begins telling the true events, which are in their way more horrible than what he's accused of, and they do it as a musical. High camp, high comedy, Cannibal the Musical, and they perform at Buffalo East, which is kind of a nightclub spot at near the corner of Utica and Main Street.
It's always amazing the variety that's going on.
Isn't it wonderful?
It is.
You know, an audience for every interest.
But you, of course, always have chances to travel to New York and check out theater there. And I know you had a recent trip where you saw a couple of performances, one including the final show of Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf, that actually was directed by a woman that was raised right here in Buffalo.
Pam McKinnon. Yeah, Pam McKinnon's from Buffalo, and she is just the hottest director in New York. Last year, Clybourne Park, you'll remember, won the Pulitzer Prize. Pam directed it, and she was at the final performance of Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf, which she also directed. Tony nomination forthcoming, no doubt, and you always see her hanging out with Edward Albee. They're very close. She's kind of become the definitive interpreter of his work.
Did you have an encounter with her then after the performance?
Her mother put me in touch with her, and
okay.
So we've been emailing back and forth,
but
I went to the bar, and everybody at Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf, everybody ordering bourbon and water, you know, and
appropriately.
I look up and who's next to me, and it's Pam McKinnon, and that's how I met her appropriately at the bar, Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf, getting a refreshment, and it was very lovely to meet her, and we'll hear a lot more of her. She is just astonishingly talented.
She truly is. Well, with Theater Talk, I'm Eileen Buckley.
And I'm Anthony Chase.